Okay, welcome to the Spiritual Freedom Support Call, and I'm happy
Who's
to.
all here?
So far, Ria and Justin, I think Brenda said she's coming, but she's not here yet, so I'm sure she'll be here in a second.
Yeah.
So, how's everyone doing today? How's your week?
Week was great. Yeah,
Good.
going good. Yeah.
That was good.
That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Very busy here. I have a, Tomorrow I have a sleep study to go to because I went to the doctor a few months ago, and they thought that I might have sleep apnea. Oh, hi, I'm assuming Brenda.
Yes, sorry, I was on another call.
Oh, no problem. No
It's
rush. I was
okay,
just checking.
Brenda.
Anyway,
Hello.
so I how are
Hello.
you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing a
Good.
lot better than I was yesterday.
Oh, good.
Great. Great,
Awesome.
great, great.
I was just saying, I went to the doctor a couple months ago and they thought I might have sleep apnea. So I'm going to I have to have a sleep study tomorrow. Oops, I'm sorry. So I have to spend the night at this place and
Leaving me all alone.
that should be interesting. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
Yeah,
Wow,
I
I never
know.
heard of it.
You never heard of a
That's
sleep study?
interesting.
Yeah, you
You don't
basically.
have any, you shouldn't have anything to worry about with that because they're pretty easy. You just go to sleep. They put
Yeah.
the monitors on you. You go to sleep and then measures how
Yeah.
fast you go into REM and stuff like
Right.
that. So.
Right. Yeah, it
Oh,
should be
Brenda
handled
knows how
being
to.
by yourself, Christina.
We'll see how I do. I should be
I'm
okay. I'll just
scared.
be bored. That's all.
I know. Well, you can text me before I go
Oh,
to bed.
that's okay.
So,
Yeah.
but that's what's going on tomorrow. And on Thursday, I'm going to. I think I mentioned last week. Did I? Can we find the group before or
No,
after?
no.
Oh, I didn't tell you guys this then. Tell me if I
Yeah,
did
you
tell you.
found a pagan group.
I found the pagan group. Did I say this last Tuesday, or was did you see
No,
it on the
you
forum?
have it
Came
on
out this
your.
morning because of
You posted it.
in a blog. Yeah,
Oh yeah. So yeah, I found a pagan group locally, which is I'm super surprised because I mean this is Olean. We have like what 15,000 people here.
I think a little more, but yeah.
15, 20.
Where
It's
is this?
really.
Where you guys live?
We're in Olean. It's like 15, 20,000 people, so it's pretty small. And I'm shocked there's a pagan group, but there's this there is a pagan group, and the girl who runs it is holding like free classes, so I'm going to one of those on Thursday, and then next,
I'm going to
yeah, and
check it
then
out.
next was it Monday?
Yes.
Next.
Well, it's
Yeah,
Halloween, so.
Monday. Well, I couldn't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday. Next Monday, they're having a Samhain celebration, so we're going to that too. So I'm really excited. I'm psyched about it.
Christine, we're dragging the Christian mystic to the Wiccan group.
Yeah.
Well, I still go to the church and I do sing, so I'm kind of doing both. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing both. I'm doing everything. I'm open to everything,
Okay.
so yeah, why not?
It is a bit of everything. So yeah,
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah, I didn't realize that you were going straight Wiccan when I said, man, get you some light-needed
no, yeah, I
knowledge
got it.
about. No, you're going straight Wiccan. No, okay, that's fine. I did
Yeah.
not know you were going to do that. I just
Yeah, it fits
did
me
not.
better. I don't think he knew either, to be honest
Yeah,
with you.
I've kind of been figuring out my just regular, like a general neo-pagan or all-in Wicca or. But it fits me best, I
It's
think.
where he started from.
Yeah, it is.
So, like way back when he was, what, 9 or
Nine.
10? 9?
Nine.
So.
Yeah.
Because Wiccan do funny things because they'll do male and female, but then there's several others that I've met. I don't know how many you've hung out with. I've hung out with several.
Yeah.
And they'll mix gods and goddesses. I mean, I know some that use the voodoo pantheon and do use the Hindu pantheon, but they're also Wiccan, and they'll like be two or three different within religions, or they'll get a few gods and goddesses that work with it, but they'll have a main male and female. They just do
Right.
kind of, just do all kinds of other stuff. So pure
Right.
Wicca, I think, is just a male and female god that, I'm not 100% sure because
Well, yeah,
I don't know
it's.
exactly where one blurs and the other one doesn't, and because I don't really do it. I just know a good bit about it, so
Yeah,
I'm not
it's sort
100%
of.
sure.
There's not. The way I've heard it explained is it's more and I'm going to throw out these technical terms real quick, and then I'll just go. It's more orthopraxic than orthodoxic. So what that means is that they focus more on the practice than the belief. So like in Christianity, it matters what you believe, right? You can like, if you don't believe the right things, you're not Christian. But in Wicca, right. In Wicca, it's based more on the practice than the belief. There's a lot of room for different beliefs. I mean, there is a core mythology and stuff like that, you know, but it's more on the practice of celebrating the Sabbath, you know, the eight holidays throughout the year, the practice of celebrating, like, the full moon and stuff like that, how the circles are drawn, you know what I mean? Like, it's more focused on the practice than it is the belief. That's what I've heard. That's my understanding of it. So there's lots of people.
It is. It's more. It's more. They're kind of active. And believe it or not, you don't have to put. Most of them do, but you don't even have to put witchcraft in there if you really don't want to.
Right.
You can.
Right. Kind of take whatever you want to take and. But yeah, it works for me, and so it's working really well, though. But before we get into that too much, I have two questions that have been sent to me in the last couple of weeks, and I kind of, in the past, I've answered the questions on the blog, but it's sort of not really in the flow to answer them that way. So I thought, well, I'll bring up the questions in the calls, and we can discuss them like that, and, you know, give an answer here, and that way the blog is freed up for discussing what I want to discuss. So I think for now, if people have questions, I have an ask a question page. It's cocreationcoaching.org/ask. So if you submit a question there, I'm probably for now going to cover them during these calls. And I will email the recording, or I'll notify whoever the questioner was. So I have two of them to discuss, and then we can try to go more informal. And what we can discuss, these topics are actually pretty interesting, so I'm kind of curious what you guys think of them. Our first question is from someone named Harsha. I hope you pronounced it right. and the question is, hi, Brandon. I have to start by saying I love your blog and podcasts. I would love to see a post about how to recognize the progress of release of any resistance. I would appreciate answers to this, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have the same concerns. I feel that every passing day, I'm able to let go of the resistance. I say open and allowing, but I do think about my desires every day. I'm not desperate or needy to have it manifest at this very hot moment, because I believe when the time is right, it will. I'm not attached to the outcome either. I know when the universe delivers, it's going to be awesome and better than I imagined. Okay, it goes on and on and on. I'm not going to quote the whole thing, but at the end, can you help me understand this better? So basically, how to know when, you know, when your desire is coming, how you're letting go of resistance, stuff like that. This one, I mean, I've covered this a lot before, but...
Is this person talking big and really doesn't believe it?
I don't know.
That's what the energy is. I don't know. To me, it sounds like, oh, I know, it's awesome, and blah, 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 blah. Does this person really believe it?
Yeah, that's a... I kind of got the...
Yeah.
I'm not sure vibe.
Like, talking big, like, I know it'll be awesome when it happens, stuff to that. You know what I mean? Like, talking big and being all, not prideful, but all, like, I'm not... Like I'm saying all the right things to you.
Right. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, if.
Because if this person were doing that, they'd be getting their desires.
Right. If you are letting go of resistance, you'll know it.
it's a real thing.
It's an emotional thing. I mean, the way the universe is set up is purely based on emotion. So you will know absolutely if you are letting go of resistance. So I would ask, you know, why are you asking if you're really letting go of resistance? Because if you were letting go of it, would you have that doubt?
Well,
because, go ahead.
I could see why they would be asking. Because they want to know, is this, am I on the right? Is this what you're supposed to? Because I've asked it too before over the years, just once or twice. Is this what, what am I supposed to? Because you're not, because it's slightly different for everybody. So the universe is energy, and the feedback loop is emotion. That's how you, that's how you know you're letting go. It's a feel thing. Sometimes it's just going to take a while for your desires to manifest, because they do have to come when it's, when it's, you know, when you're ready for them. So, but it, it is a feel thing, and it's almost something that you just have to gather enough outer evidence in your world to know. And sometimes it's just how you feel regarding certain things, plus your outer emotion. You know, are you calm about it? Are you just, you know, just sitting back, relaxed about it? You know, so sometimes it's just going to be that plus your outer reality. Is it changing? You got to add them up.
Yeah, exactly. You have to, it's going to, it's going to be the same on every level. So if your emotions are good, but you're, you know, your outer reality is going to be good. People will often say, you know, I feel good most of the time, but things are going badly in my reality. And it, and I say, well, then your emotions aren't so good. You know, a lot of people will pretend. A lot of people will put up this facade of happiness and security and think that everything's okay, but they're actually repressing the negative stuff that they won't look at. So that's when, you know, again, we live in a very forgiving system, so to speak, because if you don't listen to the emotions, then the you know, reality is gonna slap you slap you over the head, and it's how it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen harder and harder until you have to take a look. But a lot of people will look at that, you know, something happening on the outside, and this is where kind of the illusion comes in. And they'll say, oh, no, it's not my fault. I'm not responsible. It's someone else's fault. It's God's fault. It's, you know, the world's fault. It's, the world is unfair, you know. They'll point the finger outwards. And that's those signs are going to waste then, unfortunately, because you're not willing to look at yourself and take responsibility. But when you get these signs that say, you know, basically, hey, things aren't going so well, you have to take them. I mean, I've said this so many times, but I'll probably say it 100 more times. You have to take them and look within and say, oh, yeah, I've been kind of off the mark a little bit. You know, and I've done that where I've countless times where I'll be doing really well, and then for a few days I'll kind of have some anxiety, and then I'll see my outer reality. I won't listen to the anxiety, and then I'll see my outer reality start to dip, and I'll be like, oh, hey, yeah, that's... that's what's going to happen if you do that. And then I say, all right, well, that's enough of that. I'm going to turn this, you know, this boat around and head the opposite direction. And I do, you know, and it takes a little maneuvering at first because you have some momentum going in the negative, but you have to do it. So
I think what's the biggest problem, Brandon, I think initially is to actually understand that, you know, you are actually having a resistance, or you are actually going the other way. That understanding is a little hard at first. That, I think because there is no some standard where you can actually check or validate something. You know, you have to kind of be your own guide sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Because nobody can tell you how much is too much or how much is enough, or, you know, it's sometimes hard. That's why I think a lot of times people get confused. I used to get confused that, am I doing it right? Is it that how it's supposed to be? Or how does that work? You know, it's like some kind of a, trying to form some kind of a formula for that, you know,
right.
It's equal to that and all. So to understand that, oh, whatever I'm feeling right now, it's coming out of from my resistance, or it's my anxiety or my impatience or my fear.
Right,
to understand that thing is the very challenging sometimes, you know.
I understand. And that's why the final goal, after, you know, the end goal is to find your inner guidance. So that's why I've been talking recently. You know, I had yesterday's post about you know, working with gods or masters or angels or guides or whoever. And the reason is, like, because they're going to help you know what you're doing wrong specifically. Right?
I mean, that's why. Yeah.
Right. They'll help you. That, and you got to connect. You know, you got to connect daily. But I mean, I've been connecting with mine. I said in the blog post, I chose. I've been working with Hades and Hecate, both very dark, but I think that's what I need right now. But they will tell you. And I've gotten, you know, infinite benefit out of you know, communicating with them daily. They will tell you what's up. They will tell you what, and they will customize it to what's going to work best for you. Now, you have to have that trust that you're actually getting messages from them, and sometimes, you know, it's hard to hear them, but with practice you can. That's really your end goal, is, you know, finding your own inner guidance, whatever form that takes for you, and listening to it. And they'll even, you know, they directed me to, I found this online ebook that I read the other day. I posted it in the forum. It's called, What Am I Here to Do, I think.
Yeah.
My back hurts.
What Am I Here to Do? Oh. What's that, Justin?
Okay.
I just turned wrong. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
I didn't realize that my back was slightly hurting.
Oops.
Yeah.
So this book is called What Am I Here to Do? The website's literally whatamihereto.com. And
that's cool.
But I was directed to this book. I don't remember how I found it. And it's a really cool book about, like, manifestation and stuff like that. But anyway, like, they'll, you know, your inner guidance, whoever you work with, will guide you to resources that will help you, and they'll show you. They really will. So,
interrupt you, Brandon.
No,
but don't you think that it's interpretation is a problem sometimes to understand those signs and the messages?
It is.
Isn't it?
It gets easier. I've been at this for a long time, and it's only recently I've been able to trust. And now I can get a pretty clear signal. But at first it's definitely so. When you're first starting out and you're not really positive about your ability to interpret.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my problem.
You just have to ask them.
Yeah, I have a problem too, because sometimes your mind is playing games with you. Exactly. You just don't understand that the message is from your own mind, or is it really something coming to you, you know. So.
And at first it might help if you go into a pretty deep meditation, you know, quiet your mind before you do it. But, you know, there are tricks like that. But, you know, it really helps if, you know, you can just basically tell them, okay, you know, I need you to communicate in a way that I'm going to get it clearly. And so and I talked about this before on the blog, not in a specific way, but about, like, I talked about the universe as a search engine, you can always get the answers. But, you know, basically, if you can't get it internally, it might show up in dreams. It might show up in conversations with others. It might show up in you know, random posts or articles that you read.
You'll run into it.
You'll run into it, and you'll know. You'll feel it within, and
it'll kind of click.
Yeah.
And
so this is.
You can ask. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can ask.
You can ask them. You know, whether it's deities like he's got Hades and Hecate, whether it's angels and archangels, saints, gods, whatever you use. You can ask them, hey, you guys have to do this so that I know.
Right.
You know, I might pull a crystal off my altar.
Right.
You know, I use a medium like that. I might do it in meditation, deep meditation. I might ask. Do it in a way I'm going to know. And sometimes you have to be prepared to hear, okay, don't do anything right now.
Right.
It's like, you have to be prepared. And that's what I want to say to another answer to this question is sometimes you have to, two things I've found that people don't do. One is sometimes you have to go into your desire and dissect it and see what parts you have resistance. And sometimes you have to do nothing because you've already done enough, and
right.
it has
yeah.
the energy has to coalesce and has to like alchemy. So it has to mix. Sometimes your desire is just not going to come until it's fully formed and you catch up to it energetically.
Right. Yeah.
And sometimes those deities will say, don't do anything. Walk the path.
Yeah.
Well, you told me, what do you mean don't do anything? Just what we said, do nothing right
don't
now.
Right.
Just, what's holding me back? And it, right now, nothing. Or it might give you some strange answer. And you might not do anything for 2 or 3 months on it.
Right.
You have
yeah.
to be okay
that
with
happened
that.
To me.
Okay.
I've had that happen to me because I have a very good friend who is, she's, you know, my mentor for massage therapy, and she's pushing me, you should get certified in massage. You should get certified in massage. And I'm like, no. Because, and it's weird because at first I wanted to for the longest time, but there's no desire there. And I just know it's not time. I know it's just not something I'm meant to do right now. And it's not because, you know, I want to give up, blah, blah, blah. It's just that I know that it's just not the right time.
Right.
You know.
And you really have to, and this is, you know, I mentioned before my own struggle with skepticism and cynicism.
Mm-hmm.
You have to suspend your own judgment and your own, you know, kind of disbelief because this, as you develop this kind of relationship, at first it'll be subtle. It'll be very subtle at first, and you'll see it here and there. But you know what? Like, it'll take on a definite, I want to say a personality, a definite essence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You'll know exactly what your guidance is trying to say, and even the attitude with which it's trying to say it. Like, you know, sometimes it might be very humorous, sometimes it might be very urgent, and sometimes it might be just, hey, you got to listen up here. It just depends. You know, like for me, literally, I've been getting repeating numbers probably five times a day at minimum.
Okay.
Just crazy. Not even just the time, but one time, like I was doing my budgeting and I moved one thing to another category. And I don't even remember what I did. And I ended up with $11.11. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Four, 3 times in a day. 4444, then 4444, 3 times a day.
Right.
I was getting 2222 and 22.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, I have that too. 333555.
Right, right.
A lot
so
of them. Yeah.
They'll make themselves known, and I mean, absolutely, they'll make themselves known. You know, even like sometimes I'll pray, you know, please show me. I want to learn more about a certain topic, and then I'll randomly come across a certain post or something, and one of the comments will just say just the right thing that takes my understanding to the next level. That happens all the time. It's a relationship.
Yep.
It's a relationship. You have to,
yeah.
You have to listen. You know, you really have to listen. You really have to know that God or the gods or whoever is there with you, and you know, just listen for what they're going to tell you. That's really what it is, and they absolutely will. I mean, it's astonishing to me how much they will absolutely communicate with you very, very, very clearly. For me, it used to be, you know, where I had to get external signs to be able to listen. Then it was, I couldn't really get the message unless I was, like, writing it down. You know how, like, Conversations of God, that book where he would write down the questions and then she would get the answers. And, and then now, I can just sort of meditate, a very light meditation, and just get the answers right there. You know, it's just, it's progressed over the years so that I can get it in easier and easier ways.
Yeah.
So
now you can just talk.
Well, that's what I just said. Yeah,
yeah.
I can just meditate and just ask and
get
the answers.
Can I tell a little story about that?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody knows, but Brandon and Christine know my friend was in a really bad accident last Sunday. And he went into surgery. He went into surgery, and I called. I hadn't heard anything, you know, in a couple of days, and I was getting really worried, and I was stressing out and everything. And I was praying, and I was like, you know, I need to know what's going on, because I couldn't get an answer from anybody,
right.
You know?
Oh.
So after I finished praying, I get this thought, call the hospital.
Hmm.
And what had happened was I had gotten this, I was out with my next door neighbor doing some errands, and I wasn't thinking about anything, and I didn't even know he was going in for surgery. This is what happened. I didn't know he was in surgery, but I was out with my next-door neighbor, and all of a sudden I got this, like, pressure in my chest, like somebody had tried to reach in and take something out, and it just came out of nowhere. And I have, like, a connection with my friend that is really strong, and I just knew something was wrong. I didn't know what it was. I didn't feel like he died or anything. I just felt something happen. But I couldn't even pray. I was like, my brain was just shut down. And I just sat there and I was like, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. And then all of a sudden I got this, call the hospital. So I called the hospital, and his nurse talked to me for like 15 minutes. She was really nice. She's like, listen, he's in surgery. He should be back on the floor in an hour. They're wiring his jaw. And what I think happened is something happened on the operating table, but I was okay with it, because when she said he's doing okay, we haven't heard from them to come get him yet, but they said he's doing okay. And I'm like, okay, good. As soon as I got off the phone with her, this thought came to mind. He's got some problems with his teeth. And this is the thought that came to mind. Well, at least now he's getting his teeth done. And it was said kind of like a joke, and I just started laughing, and I'm like, okay, here we go, you know? And it felt really good, you know? And then a couple of days ago, or yesterday, I was telling Brandon, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sleeping good. I'll sleep for like an hour, and then I'll wake up just out of the blue, boom, and it's like something in my chest or in my stomach is like hit. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Well, yesterday he got moved to another floor. So he's no longer in ICU. He's actually been, if you want to say, downgraded to the surgical floor. But I didn't know that. So, you know, I was like stressing and everything. Well, today, same thing, call the hospital. So I called the hospital, and I talked to his nurse. You know, I finally got transferred over, and I talked to his nurse for like 10, 15 minutes. And he's up walking around, and he's joking and everything. With
That's
his walk,
great.
Now, keep in mind, his jaw is wired shut. But the nurse said they actually had him laughing, you know?
That's good.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, this is good. But every time it's you know, I'll get the thought, call the hospital, or message so-and-so, or call so-and-so, you know?
You're getting impulses,
Yeah. And then Christine has me on a challenge right now.
And
I have been sticking to the challenge.
Yay!
That's great.
Which is great, because I'm like, I'm not stressing so much, because I'm like, no, it's taken care of.
Right.
And I've been praying every day, like she said, just pray and something will come. And I'm like, okay. So I've been praying every day. And the week is up actually tomorrow.
Oh.
And I'm not stressing about it. I just figured, okay, we're just going to, you know, we're going to go along these lines and see what happens. And as soon as she gave me that challenge, this is what happened.
Nice.
I had no money for food.
Mm.
And so I was going to sell my car for junk.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And they originally told me they were going to give me $80 for the car. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, I was hoping to get like $300 for the car. So I'm outside and I'm waiting. They're supposed to come the next day. And I'm outside and I'm talking to my next door neighbor, and he goes, hey, you want to sell your car? My son's looking for a car. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, and I told him the story. He goes, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. You need to, you know, I'll give you the money right now, whatever. So He gave me $200 for the car.
Yeah.
So I have enough money to pay my phone bill and get food for like 2 weeks.
That's so awesome. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
I had very similar happen recently where I was, you know, kind of anxious, and then as I was communicating, you know, like I said, with my own duties, like one of the things that I got was communicated to me was basically, your job is to decide what you want your experience to be, and that's it. And then to think about what's enjoyable to you, and to just live in the present, you know, and do what's exciting, and that's it. And I posted this on the forum. I don't know who saw it, but and that everything else is the job of, you know, the universe, the divine, the gods, whatever. And so every time I would worry about something, I would say, all right, you know what, it's not my job to worry about this. It's not my job. You know, the universe will take care of this. So I would drop it. I would give it over. I would surrender it. And I kept doing that, and that really helped me. And then I, in the last 2 days, unexpectedly got, you know, pretty decent amount of money, you know. And so that was, it's really cool to see that happen. You know, you drop something, and then the floodgates open up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that worked. But that's what I mean about don't tell you exactly what's going to work best for you, because that worked for me. It was so, like, that's so simple. Why did I not think of doing it that way before?
Yeah.
Like,
it's going
to work. We always have to make things so complicated.
I know.
It has to work for you, so they'll give it to you the best way that it works for you.
Exactly, you're right.
Right. That might be good for somebody else to live in the moment, and that's fine, or it might be good at that time. And to me, that's one of the better ways to do it.
Right.
Some people might need something else, so it's just you know, depends.
What were you going to say, Brenda?
What I told you the other day in PM, that's actually a manifestation of part of what I was telling you.
It's what? I'm sorry?
It's a manifestation of part of what I told you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm. It's not
complete, but that's like a manifestation of where it's going.
Oh, you mean what I just talked about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
What?
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was so helpful. So I'm just like, okay, is it my job or is it God's job? You know what I mean? If it's anything, if I'm worrying about it, it means it's not my job. I'm trying to do God's job. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I have to remember that.
That's been helping. I mean, that's been helping me so much.
I think what happens is, like, we are so much into doing something that we have to, like, we like to, okay,
right.
Now I call this person and I'm sure I'm going to get out. So, you know, in this process, we don't have anything to know the progress.
Right.
So I think only faith is the only thing we have to, you know, to believe
Let
that, okay, it's coming, whatever that is.
And
it's
so much easier for me to have faith in a specific form, you know, a specific deity, so to speak, than just in general and abstract, like the universe.
Yeah, it didn't work
the universe. You know what I mean? Like, I saw it work all the time, but it was hard to do that again, you know what I mean, to go back to that faith. So it's a lot easier to have that kind of more personal communication.
Yeah.
But, it's definitely easier for me. So, go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, you did a lot just with the straight up with the universe.
Right.
But you've done the faith and deities beforehand, right?
Well, in like Christianity and things like that. Or do you mean like paganism? Paganism and things like that, or what do you mean?
I know you've been in and out of certain religions and stuff.
Yeah, I have. And it's definitely easier when you have something specific to focus on.
Not that I'm speaking for Justin, but I think he's wondering, like, why the sudden shift. Maybe.
Is that it?
Well, no, I mean, it's just a metamorphosis thing. No, I knew you've been out of several religions and you're back to Wicca, which I think is interesting. But
right.
For me, it gives you a stronger base.
That's why I use
the archangels and stuff.
Right.
It gives you a stronger base. And when you're like, when you are sitting there going, all right, man, I need this, or I don't know what's going on, then that deity or whatever comes to you and at least gives you an aspect to work with,
right,
an energetic part of the universe to kind of work with, you know, whereas it's, when you're just, I know I was reading, when you're just sort of going off the straight up universe, you can do it yourself, but like that. Works just fine. But it's just a little bit easier sometimes to have someone guide you the way a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. And it took time for me to be able to see that, you know what I mean? But I definitely think so.
I think the funny thing is, and I was kind of meditating, not really, I'm not really good at meditation, but I guess reflecting, because on Facebook there have been, the election has brought the worst out in people, okay? And I promise there's a point to where I'm going, okay?
Yeah.
So there was this post the other day that said, to vote for Hillary is not being a Christian, okay? And somebody commented and said, you know, talking about how Jesus wouldn't have the time of day for this election and how pretty much Christians now are just like the Pharisees, which I agree with. Now, okay, so the point that I'm trying to make is life, our life now, and like life, in general, and history, and everything is one big circle. You know, like, if the Bible happened the way it did, and I'm not saying it did or didn't, but 2,000 years ago, the Jews were Pharisees. Now, the Christians are the Pharisees. I'm not saying all Christians. I'm saying most of them are Pharisees.
Yep.
We're back to square one again. And now, Brandon started with Wicca, when he started his spiritual journey. Now he's back to paganism again. And it's just funny how life is a big cycle. They're all, everything is a circle. You have the four seasons, which are circles. You know, it's just so funny how everything is a cycle. I don't know. It's just an interesting reflection that I've just thought of. And, you know, and like the oldest, one of the oldest religions, kind of, is paganism, really. I mean, I've done research papers. I did, you know, when I studied it, the oldest form, well, besides the caveman religion, which
probably
I think
shamanism is the oldest.
Shaman,
well,
it's
all the same thing.
It's all
the
same, but the oldest form of religion.
Paganism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and now we're going back to it again. It's all a big cycle.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like I said, it took me time to really, you know, see that it could help to have a specific form. And I've said before, sometimes when, you know, the universe or the gods or whoever act and you get these things that happen in your life, it feels, and tell me what you think, Justin, because you've had a lot of experience with this, it feels like a lot more than just a, you know, direct manifestation of your own energy. It feels very personal. And I've had things happen that have felt so personal and loving, and which is hard to, which is hard to mesh with, you know, just a very abstract, well, it's just, you know, whatever.
You got a chip on the back of the couch.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And also, sometimes if you call to those energies, they will give you stuff without you having to do anything for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they'll just give it to you if you need it. It'll just come through, and you didn't even try to retract it. So, you know, or you were only on it for a blink, or they knew you needed it, you know, because you communicated with them and stayed in contact with them.
And, you know, someone commented on the last blog post.
Oh, God.
And
are you talking about what I think you're talking
about? Yeah, and twisted this whole thing about gods and, you know, into this really awful, negative thing.
They always have a negative comments, I think. They just don't have anything to say positive.
I know. Oh, I don't know if you know who I'm talking about.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it was just like, I know, but some people just can't see the good at all.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm like,
I read those comments, and it was like, he's constantly negative.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where did you read the same blog post?
But Brandon,
I'm not sure who that is.
Your patience is good with those people.
What'd you say, Leah?
Your patience is very good with those people. Oh my God.
I did see somebody that said something about,
it was like the third comment down.
Gods and
It was like, you know, that we, it's all about us being unworthy, and you know the God holds it over us, and we have to beg God to get what we want.
Yeah.
If you're such a God, I say F you.
Yeah.
Except
that's
the actual word that I'm not gonna say on
the air. Right. But like,
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one?
Oh,
it's the third comment.
I didn't see worthiness or something like that. I don't know what
that
was.
There is a lot of things.
Yeah, but anyway, like, I don't know. I'm speechless about it. But
me too. I just, when Brandon showed me, I just laughed. Couldn't do anything else.
But, and I understand this is where that person is, and it's sad. It's honestly sad to me. It is sad to me.
Man.
And,
you know, if you pick the right alignment, it will be a match for you.
Right.
If you go fooling up with the wrong things, it won't be. And they will hold things over you.
Exactly.
Right.
Very easy to...
But, you know, I was thinking, like, this is a co-creation. You know, that's the name of the website, Co-Creation Coaching. It's a co-creation.
Yeah.
It's not... And I told several people by this point, if you think you can do all this on your own, it's not going to happen. It's just you can't. You don't have the big picture. You don't have, you know, everything you need to do it. You, again, this is what I was communicated. Your job is to decide definitively what you want to experience, and then drop it. And then just drop it. Seriously, that's your job. And if you think about it in a nice, positive way that excites you. That's your job. Your job is not the planning. Your job is not the, you know, worrying about how it's going to happen. It's not the trying to figure out the details. It's not any of that. If you're needed for actions, then you'll be told. But otherwise, that's all your job is. Right? So, it's, you know... Again, it's a co-creation. You have a very, very, very small part of it, but you know your job is essential. But if you try to do more than what you should do, it's not going to work. You know, so you have to. You know, we're made to join the spiritual and the material. We're made to connect the divine and the physical, and that's essential. So it's not anything about you know, unworthiness or about, you know, begging God to give you what you want.
Not at all.
It's not anything like that. It is just, you know, it's how, you know, bringing the light of, you know, divinity and of spirituality into your life and letting everything shift and shape itself according to, you know, what you're going after.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think you have the most important part, but it's not a very.
You have to kick it off. Yeah, right.
You have to. You got to get it going.
Right.
And you've got to keep up with it, but you don't have to get it from point. You know, you don't have to actually.
Right.
Once you get it going, and once you stay on balance, you don't have to actually. Work with it. You don't have to do anything. You just have to.
It's sort of like it reminds me of throwing. If you like throw a ball, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's in your hand for the very first, you know, part of the process for just a split second, But it's the most important part of the process. It's not going anywhere. You know, you have to direct it. You have to aim it. You have to, you know, throw it at a certain strength. But you don't run with the ball and
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's like, oh, my God. That's crazy.
Come on, ball. Go, go, go.
It's like you're doing your job and ball's job, too. That's
right. You give it up to gravity and you know, aerodynamics, so to speak. And then...
Yeah.
Right.
Your receiver
like
comes
ball.
Down with it.
Yeah. So you don't run. You know, you don't do that. You throw it and then you give it up. You know, you don't.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
doesn't work.
Exactly.
You keep trying to grab onto it. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
So that's sort of like how it is. You know, you have to trust, and that's why I've been talking about this so much lately, because most of this is about trust. Almost all of it. About 99% of the whole thing. It's about trust and faith, and that's why when people say, I'm not really for the spiritual part, like, well, that's pretty much all of it.
That's gonna be rough for you then.
That's gonna be rough.
No, they're not up for the. Oh, we actually have to do the spiritual work. They just want to get stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's it's come from spirit, so you. You kind of, if you really want to use it right, you kind of have to be up for the spiritual part because it comes from spirit. Now, if you just want to direct energy and send it on its way, that's fine, but you're going to get a narrow scope of it.
Right.
Yeah, I think they forget the thing is, like, what's more important is what you become, your being in whole the process. What actually, you know, it sets you towards, like, your learnings and your insights you get during that journey. And what happens most of the times, like you said, Brandon, make a peace with what is, you know.
Right,
every
right.
single step is taking you towards where you want to go. But it's okay. This is not maybe your final station, but
that's
this is kind of
now.
Interchange. But it is important to go there. You can't just, you know, like this. You are going today is absolutely going where you are want to go tomorrow there. So I think I like that when you say, like, you know, you are always on your path. So
right. Yeah. You are. You have to be fully where you are before you can go anywhere else.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
I think there are some people that forget that we are not, like, we are spiritual beings. And no matter how much you want to have fun and how much you are not a physical being.
Right.
You are a spiritual being.
Right.
No matter how much you don't want to be spiritual, guess what? Your soul is spiritual. You are here in the physical world because you're the soul. And there are some commenters that say that.
Mm-hmm.
That say, oh, I'm just here to have fun. Well, guess what? No, you're not.
Right.
No, you're not. That's not why you came here.
Mm-hmm.
You may think so, but that's not the point.
Right.
And you're not going to get anything out of this life, and that's why your life sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, I'm just saying people in general.
Right.
No, I'm just saying people in general.
Yeah.
Like, the people that do drugs, alcohol, the people, any people, anyone.
Yeah. Well, it takes, like I said, it takes taking responsibility, which is
it
hard.
It does. It's not easy.
And it takes spiritual development, which is hard. And, you know, once it's all, I mean, it is, there was a part, when I talked about that book, Why Am I Here, or What Am I Here to Do, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And part of that book I really liked, because it was again, in the kind of style of conversations with God, the guy would write questions and God would answer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's really interesting, because there was kind of a dichotomy drawn between, you know, effortlessness and kind of the struggle to learn our lessons sometimes.
Yeah.
And it was said, basically, you know, yes, it should be effortless as far as, you know, it doesn't take a lot of, spiritually, mentally, it doesn't take a lot of work. If it feels like a lot of work, you're really not doing it right.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's always easy. Sometimes, you know, your lessons that you go through are not the easiest, and they'll hit you repeatedly until you learn them, and sometimes that really hurts,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of what life is. And sometimes it takes, you know, like I said, physical actions, but that's part of it. You know, it's kind of a mix of both. It is effortless as far as spiritually is concerned, but when you're resisting the whole process, it's not so much.
Well, and any kind of spirituality is fun. It's not meant to be all serious.
Right, yeah.
You know, like the pagans, they all drink and eat and dance and they all have fun. It's not, it's just the point of just enjoying life too, but realizing where we come from and realizing.
But, you know, as I said, as long as you have issues, as long as you have buttons to push, they'll be pushed.
Exactly. Well, yes. Yes.
You know, repeatedly and insistently.
Exactly.
Until you drop them. That's just how it works. And, you know, it's in your hands how quickly or slowly that goes.
Exactly.
But it is an essential process, definitely. So I wanted to...
Isn't there one more question?
There is another question, yes. Let me see. Okay, this one is from Lisa. Okay, and she says, I'm curious about the relationship between the body and LOA and spirituality. Specifically, I'm wondering what is the best way to approach diet. Some people in the spiritual community, I'm thinking of Doreen Virtue or various Hindu gurus, say we need to stop eating meat, sugar, and certain other foods to truly maximize our spiritual potential. Others, like Abraham Hicks, claim that we can eat any food and still be healthy and spiritual so long as we are feeling good about it and about things in general. Although Abraham also says, somewhat in contradiction, that you need a few days of eating healthy to get rid of cravings for bad food and for healthy food to feel good. And that, I'm sorry, this is long, and that once your vibration rises, you probably won't desire junk food often, if at all.
That's a contradictory statement.
They're both right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter spiritually what we eat. If so, how? Is there such a thing as high vibrational food? If so, what is it? Can we use food to help us developing spiritually or manifesting, or is eating always on the result or symptom side of things rather than genuine cause? Okay.
I'm going to say this. I'm sorry. I didn't interrupt you.
Oh, sorry.
If
we're going to cut.
Are any of us here, I'm fairly skilled with diet stuff. I know some about that. But we want to be careful answering this one.
Right.
We aren't dietitians or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
definitely.
That.
It's yeah.
That being said, both everything she said is actually right.
Right.
Including Abraham. But
right.
What you want to do is you've got to figure out what flow is going to work for you at the time.
Right.
So, yes, there are high vibration foods, and yes, you do want to try to cut down on some of your processed sugars and things like that because they do affect you. They create drag and things like that. But I wouldn't overhaul anything right now. Just make that a work in progress. Because your diet has to work for you. If you try to force a diet,
right,
that does not work at time with what you have, it will just simply not work.
And that's what I want to say. It's, you know, she said, is it more of a symptom, you know. I want to say that, kind of going back to your inner guidance and whoever you work with, you'll be guided to what to do. If your interest is in, you know, improving your health or in using food to improve your spirituality, you'll be guided to know what's best for you. I really honestly don't think there's any one-size-fit-all solution for this.
No.
Because, you know, several years ago, I was really interested in Hinduism. I tried so hard to be vegetarian and even vegan for part of it. And I will tell you, I hated the process. I will tell you, I honestly didn't feel any different.
But you wanted to leave meat?
What's that?
Because why you wanted to be veg person? Why you wanted to give up meat?
A lot of Hindus are vegetarian. That's my answer.
No, but Brandon, you know what? I came across, some are, but... You know, while I'm reading Buddhism, I came across one of Buddha's teaching. What he said, what is important is quality of your heart, not content
right.
of your diet.
Right.
Because
I
even
too,
read the story that when he died, before his death, he had a pork, you know. That's
right.
what I read. I don't know if that's
right.
true.
Yeah. And at the same time, go ahead, sorry.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No, I know, like, there are, like, some, I don't know if it's from the scriptures or what mm-hmm. it's from, or certain gurus or what, they'll say you take on the karma of the animals you eat, and it's just weird idea. So I tried it because, you know, I wanted to see how it worked. It didn't work for me. And you know how a lot of people will say they feel so much better when they give up meat? I didn't. I didn't feel any different at all.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work for me. It didn't resonate with me. I am not interested in doing it. And you know, I don't think, and
it was interesting when you were vegan.
I know,
oh, God.
But I found a lot of research since then that says that meat is actually, you know, can actually be really good for you if, you know, done in the right way, obviously.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
What, Justin?
Everything has to be done with technique.
Yeah, it just depends how you do it.
Force veganism or eat meat it's all
right.
You have to work with, so for example, and if, you know, it's the more, and I know a lot more about this because I'm associated with people who work with this kind of stuff.
Right.
I don't want to get too far into it, but to, you know, technically speaking, the human, we're omnivores, but we have a, real quick, we have a long digestive tract.
Right.
So meat stays there a while. So, I mean, if you're, you know, heavier beef and pork, it's gonna create, you know, it's gonna be with you and create some, you know, some, and obviously it's gonna create a little drag, and obviously the more healthy you are, the easier it's gonna be. But don't go like, and just, oh man, some guru said I need to be
right,
vegan.
Right.
Well,
that
you may not be on that level. Trust me, if you aren't, it ain't gonna work.
And I want to say, because just I want to kind of clarify your language. I don't think veganism or vegetarianism is any higher or lower than eating meat. I don't think it's any more preferable.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any better, because that's kind of what I'm getting from your language, and I disagree with that. I think whatever, you know. Different, I mean, there are people who will, you know, live into their 90s on what we would consider the worst diet imaginable, and there are people who eat the best diet and die very young, and obviously there's the opposite, too, and there's, you know, it's between you and your guides and, you know, your own spiritual guidance, what is best for you, and what works for you. I don't want people to think, well, I'm eating meat and it's I'm not as good as I could be. I think it's all perfectly valid.
Your body tells you what you need.
Right.
And
so
also there's a bloodstream thing and the, you know, the,
and
blood type
there's,
thing.
And there's
like,
so many,
all kinds of weird diets.
There
you don't really want
to. There are all sorts of contradictory like research and stuff like that. So I would say stick to your, you know, inner guidance and whatever it says. If, you know, not because of what other what other people say, but if your body says, maybe I should have less sugar, then try it out. But if it doesn't say that and you just read something and say, oh, that's, you know, it's fear-based, it's not going to work.
Exactly.
Don't do that. Right?
Yeah.
Or if you read some study and it says vegetarianism is better and you try it and it's fear-based or whatever, it's not going to work. You know,
exactly.
It has to be your body. Some people thrive on vegetarian lifestyles. Some people are actually really weak because it doesn't work for them. So there's no, I don't think there's any better or worse. Maybe there are certain broad principles, but I don't think there's any better or worse.
I never felt, Brandon, that food ever affected my thinking process or my feelings.
Me neither.
Ever.
Yeah. Me neither. Right.
I never
you know.
Felt that. Basically, I felt whenever I eat something enriched food, like something sweet or something like, you know, high protein, it actually satisfied me. You know, it gives me like oxytocin or dopamine in my brain, you know.
so everything,
Yeah.
Everything
so,
in balance.
And I want to say that, you know, I will tell you about me. I don't eat meat, but it's not because any religious problem. I tried the test, but I didn't like it. Okay.
I do
eat fish, though. A whole family, everybody eats at my home. My husband is pure non-vegetarian person. He loves the meat a lot. But I don't eat not because of the religious problem or nothing like that. It's just I tried it, but I didn't like it.
But I do eat
fish, like, yeah.
So
I never feel that the food ever affected my feelings or thinking or anything. I mean, not in a bad way, at least.
Right, yeah, and I think it's all going to be a manifestation. Like, I have heard of people who, as they progress spiritually, they naturally feel directed to different styles of eating. I've never been like that. I've been through a lot of spiritual development, and I've never naturally said, oh, I feel like eating this way. You know, it's always been sort of something I try to push on myself, and it's never worked.
Yeah.
Never force anything. No.
Yeah, it definitely has.
Can't force them, man. To me, I think it's the worst idea. I've seen people try to force a diet.
Right.
To me, it's the worst idea.
Never do something out of fear. Never do something out of guilt.
Yep.
You know, anything like that. You know, if you do anything, I mean, always, you know, give thanks for your food. You know, that I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, we've been blessed with so much food, and I think that's awesome. so definitely do that. I even just the act of doing that, I think, can make it better for you. But by and large, I think that it's an inside-out sort of process where if you feel like you need to do something, you do it. But don't do it just because someone else says so. And don't do it because you feel guilty or anything like that. Don't think that you're worse off because you're eating a certain way. I agree with you, Rhea. I've never felt spiritually different or lighter or anything because
I think that's
different. I've never experienced that.
No.
Yeah,
I have.
Me
too.
Have you?
I have, though.
So
okay. Right.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
no,
I was
no,
agreeing
you,
with
you. Say, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Justin.
When I eat a lot of vegetables and fruit, I feel a lot better. Like, my energy is better. My physical and spiritual is better when I do that.
Right.
You know, but I'll tell you, when I do it in the right sequence, I'm also an athlete.
Right.
So
what
I was saying is it depends on what your lifestyle is like because I work out a lot.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, if you eat a bunch of junk and try to train, you're going to tear yourself up. Done.
Right.
I've already done it, so I know how it works.
Yeah.
But it just depends. But here's the funny thing is I have trouble with paleo diets. In other words, I've got to have some sweet potatoes and some stuff like
that.
Right. Because eventually what will happen is my sugar drops and I just, yeah, it just doesn't, you know, but people swear
so
about the paleo thing, and I'm like,
no.
You guys, maybe I'll try it one day, but you guys are better than me on this paleo thing. You know?
Yeah.
But that's what I mean, though.
You realize what works for you, and you did it. That's what I'm saying to everyone else. Like, there's no right or wrong. It has to be from the inside out. If you, you know, like for me, I can't drink milk or eat ice cream because my body absolutely does not accept it. I can't, unfortunately.
Think about having milk.
I know. I for some reason I can do cheese, but I can't do milk. I think cheese has less, I don't know.
Lactose.
Yeah. But anyway, so now I'm on soy, and that's working perfectly fine for me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt me. So certain things like that, you'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will know.
You will know.
You'll be the first to know.
You'll be the first to know.
But I think, Brandon, we have an emotional connection with food because we like to eat what we like to eat, no matter what calories say and who says, I don't care. You know, like, you like chocolate ice cream, you like it.
Oh,
I don't care. You
I
know?
Want to say
yeah.
that. That brings up a great point. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then the comfort food, like if you're feeling bad, you're going to go eat something to feel good, you know?
Well, here's the thing. That brings up a great point because a lot of people say, you know, how's it? Eat to live, don't live to eat. I see the point of what they're saying, but it's pleasurable for a reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You want to enjoy some of it.
It is pleasurable, and that's just how it is, you know. And as long as you're not using it to cover over something, you know how some people are emotional eaters.
That's what people do, though. That's what people do. And that's what people do.
Right.
See,
so don't do that, you know.
That's
so
what I've done.
Don't do anything to cover over your emotions. You know, deal with them head on. But if you are honestly enjoy having something, don't guilt yourself. Oh, I can't have it. Don't do that. You know what I mean? And
like,
yeah.
When my godfather died a couple of years ago, I did splurge because you know what? He died. Like, what am I going to do?
I am not an emotional eater. I've never been an emotional eater.
Me too.
I normally am not. I'm not normally, but that day.
Yeah, it's never been the thing that
I was last week. I didn't even go lying, man. I'm like, I was so hungry, I walked to the store, I got a Publix sub, and I was like, wait, I want that fried chicken.
I got the
buttercream icing on the cake. I'm like, I don't know what was up that day.
Yeah, with me, I'm the opposite. If I'm feeling emotional or stressed, I don't eat.
Really?
Yeah, me too.
I end up like...
I wasn't feeling emotional stressed. I was just feeling good. I was hungry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never been an emotional eater. It's never been a problem I've had. I believe in facing your resistance head on. You know, if you're covering it over with food or alcohol or anything else, then you got to cut that out, you know. I will say that much, but... Once you just eat, you know, in a way that's enjoyable, I believe, this is my belief, that once you totally cut out the guilt and cut out the fear and cut out any kind of emotional eating, like doing it because of resistance or fear or anything like that, once you do that and just do it in a way that's enjoyable to you when you feel like it and whatever, it'll naturally take care of itself. That's my belief.
Yeah,
you know.
Also, what's your lifestyle? You know, if you work out a lot, you're going to want to eat stuff that is going to help you do that. So if you don't, then you don't need as much or, you know, what else? Or what's your belief system? It has to sort of, you know, like we were saying, the vegetarian thing, man. It doesn't always work like that. It just depends.
Right,
it really does. So you want to find the thing that's going to work for you at that given time. And then you just progress as you go.
Right. That's what I'm
It'll
saying.
Change.
Yeah, don't. My general principles for it would be, you know, cut out the guilt, cut out the fear, cut out any kind of emotional eating if you do it for that. And don't deny yourself anything because, again, that's guilt. And it's just going to, you know, you'll go on a binge later. And just let it come from the inside out. You know, work with your own inner guidance, work with whatever gods or guides or angels, whatever you work with, they'll show you what's, you know, but it's going to feel good. It's not going to feel like a ton of work or overwhelming or anything like that. It'll just be natural, you know. If you're called to change, like for me with milk, for some reason I can't do milk, and my body told me, and okay, well, there it is. And I even tried, and this started, how many years ago, Christine?
It happened in 2013.
So 3 years ago it started.
And then
I was good with milk all my life. And then 3 years ago it started, and so I got the lactate pills, and that worked.
But then
And then I wasn't sensitive to it anymore until this year. And then like 2 or 3 months ago it started up again, so okay, I ordered the lactate again. And then it made me horribly sick. Oh my gosh. That combined with the lactate, for some reason, my body just did not want any of it. It just, no.
Yeah.
So then I said, well, you know what? I can't do it even with the lactate. So I went to soy. But that kind of thing, it was, you know, it was a natural progression. I knew I had to do it, and, you know, I did it. But your body will tell you, your spiritual guidance will tell you, do it naturally, do it out of, you know, joy and that kind of thing, and it'll be fine. But there's really no good or bad in there, I don't think. That's my view.
For me, I don't do beef or pork.
Really?
I don't do beef or pork.
The only beef I like is like cheeseburgers. I don't like steak. I don't like a lot of pork either.
But you know, like they were talking about vegetarianism. The mountain men ate buffalo.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they were some of the most healthy people ever because, of course, their meat was pure meat. It wasn't, like, jacked up with a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And that, you know, you want to avoid some of those stuff they put in the meat, that, you know, but they did. I mean, just eat your meat. If you got to eat meat, man, eat some good meat, man. Eat some good. I mean, I just ate some lamb last week.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah.
You know, it's just stuff like that. So, you know, just do what your guidance says you do at any given time,
right.
And you will know your.
Oh yeah, you'll know.
You ask your guidance system, and your guides and guardians will get you to the right diet at the right time.
Right.
For yourself.
Right. Yeah, and it's a journey. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
You're never going to be. There's no perfection to reach for or anything like that.
Hey, you can have some ice cream. You can have ice cream sandwiches at least.
That's true. Sometimes it depends. The one time it did affect me, and
yeah,
I don't know. Just. In small quantities, I can do it, but not, like...
That's usually how
I'm not risking it. so...
You poor thing.
I know. But it all just depends.
Get you soy ice cream. They do have it.
Do they? I don't know.
Ugh.
Yeah, it just depends on your own guidance and your body. And, like, if there's no universal rule in this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's my view on it. So, okay, we still have some time. Other questions or other topics of discussion you guys want to talk about?
Brandon, I would like to say something. I mean, ask
please.
You something. Sorry.
No,
I want you to, like, little define about, you know, ego and self-esteem or self-respect. You know, I believe it's a very fine line goes between those two. And sometimes I get very confused that, I mean... Because what happens is there are a few people, I don't know, I mean, everybody's life has those kind of people. Like, you know, you are the one who, like, if there is a relation, I believe there has to be, like, a two-way thing, you know, maintaining or any kind of a relation, if you like, especially friends and things. And some people just don't bother to, you know, they don't update you, they ignore you, even if you tell them or something. So what should you do with such kind of people? I mean, you know, and then, you know, sometimes they helped you in the back. Of course, you also help them. And you just try to be nice, you know. So it's not every day you contact each other, but you do contact and, you know, at least festivals and occasions and things. But they never bother about it. Like, so how do you deal with such things, like such people?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Self-esteem was the first part of the question, so I'm going to separate into two parts. You have the self-esteem and then dealing with people who take you for granted. So self-esteem, okay, the ego is not a bad thing. I want to say that first. A lot of times you demonize the ego and say it's awful and you need to kill it and that kind of thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just meant to be used as a tool instead of being master over you. You know, that's just what it is. It's not a bad thing necessarily. So, you know, self-esteem, absolutely. I mean, I find a lot of times we have this humility complex where we think that we need to be humble all the time and, you know.
Yeah.
And that
didn't get me anywhere.
You know, if that's what you feel called to, whatever, but, you know, you should be confident in what you do. And that can really help with creation, too, because... You have to have confidence in both yourself and in the universe in order to create. You know, you have to know, like, you have to be confident enough to say, you know what, look, this is what I want, and I'm going to get it. You know what I mean? I'm going to do that, and no matter what happens. That takes confidence to say that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, for me, and I said this on a blog post recently, I used to have major self-worth problems, so I'm very sensitive to it. It took me years to build up confidence in myself, and it's a journey. So that's not a bad thing at all spiritually. It's just the saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm good at certain things, or I am a good person, I am worthy
mm-hmm.
inherently, and
mm-hmm.
that's good. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing at all wrong about being confident or having self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer that part of your question?
Yeah, that's the thing, like ego and basically, you know, self-esteem, that sometimes you think you had enough. I mean, you give so many chances to somebody and they people just, you know, don't bother about your emotions anything. Yeah, yeah.
So then that part, I would say, you have to set boundaries with people sometimes.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but first of
mm-hmm.
all, I would ask yourself, why... Okay, so I've talked about, you know, first you have the emotions that tell you something's wrong.
Mm-hmm,
and then
yeah,
you have
yeah.
and then you have outer stuff that kind of gets in your face and tells you something's wrong.
Yeah.
If that's happening to you, it means that you've been ignoring something. You've been ignoring mm-hmm. something that has festered and grown to such a degree that now you feel taken for granted by others.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
So
yeah. Yeah.
I would ask yourself, first of all, what does it make me feel when they ignore me, or when they take me for granted, or when they don't bother?
Basically, what happened is, like, you know, one of my friends, we were very good friends, and you know,
mm-hmm.
just like getting unnecessary possessive, and I don't know, like every time I have to talk, and when I don't talk, she gets upset, and I just don't understand. I said our timing is different because she lives in India, I live here. When she's
right.
free, I am busy, and when I'm
right.
free, she, you know. So I told her, you can send me a message, and when I read, I will reply you back. And then, you know, and you know what happened? It happened twice in past, but I ignored it. I'm
right.
actually maybe afraid of accepting that this relation is running out of my reality. Maybe, you know, it's not anymore
it's
matched
possible.
To me.
So right.
I think that's the thing is happening, that I may be not accepting that we are not probably matched. I let go because I think everybody has their problems. They're dealing with their
right.
mess, and I just, okay, fine. I will leave it. But sometimes it's like, I think, what, you know?
right.
If it's me, I'm going to be all the time, okay. How long I should keep this going, you know?
Right.
That's the thing.
So
yeah.
I would look at your emotional response to that, because there's nothing, and people
yeah.
have a hard time believing this, there is nothing in life that is meaningless. If you're having
yeah.
an emotional response to it,
yeah.
it has a lesson for you. So
mm.
I would ask yourself, what's the lesson it has for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it trying to show you?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then change that from within. But on the
yeah.
outside, you know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you do have to drop friends. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you absolutely have to set boundaries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
definitely, you know, like I wrote that blog post last Saturday about my changes, and I said how
yeah.
people would sign up for free breakthrough sessions.
Yeah.
And they would
yeah.
come to the session, and they would absolutely have no intention whatsoever of even thinking about signing up for coaching. You know, not
mm-hmm.
even, they would just use it as a free coach, like just, you know, they try to get free coaching out of it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not my intention. So I had to set the boundaries, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, eventually I had to stop offering the session. So that
mm-hmm.
was my setting boundaries. That was my, you know, changing things so that didn't happen anymore. But
mm-hmm.
that's sometimes what you have to do. You have to set the boundaries in your life that, you know, and teach people not to cross those boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you do have to drop a relationship.
I had a friend who
mm-hmm.
was very needy,
yeah.
And she would get to the point where I would get on Facebook, and she
mm-hmm.
would see that I was on Facebook and message me. If I didn't reply, she would
mm-hmm.
get so mad
yeah.
because I didn't want to reply right then. You know, what if I was going on there really fast
right.
on Facebook? You know, I was going on quickly, and I didn't have time to message her back. But, oh, no, that wasn't enough
oh.
for her. You know, she's like, oh,
yeah.
you were on Facebook, so you should have replied to me, oh, blah, 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 blah. Yeah,
exactly.
I had to block
yeah.
her, and I had to drop her as a friend.
Yeah,
yeah,
because,
that's what happening with me, yeah. I mean,
and
I did.
Because,
that, I did. Mm-hmm.
what I did is I sent her a message and I said, I'm sorry, but you're not respecting me. And this was after I said, I asked her nicely if she could please respect me, and I will message her back if I can. But she kept doing it, so I sent her a message saying that I was going to block her and that I needed to take a break for a while, and then I blocked her, and that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have came to that conclusion too, because then I think, oh, is it my ego is telling me now?
She's got issues. Your friend has problems, and if she's not going to respect you as a friend, then she's not your friend.
Right.
Very true. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Christine. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yes, Brandon.
Definitely. You have to set boundaries. You have to teach other people how to treat you, you know.
Yeah,
and if you allow other people to walk all over you, that's what they're going to do. You have to stand up and say, you know, this is how it is in my life, and that's what's happening, you know. So you definitely have to do that. That's so important to have your own personal boundaries.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be handling well. But like I said, I would look at, you know, what is it telling you? It might just be telling you that you have to be better about boundaries. It might be just that. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be telling you sometimes you got to let go of people. It could be as simple as that. It just, you have to look at what it's making you feel. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes you just have to drop someone. You know, it's definitely...
Friends outgrow each other a lot. It happens.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what? You know, you're growing spiritually a lot. And maybe your friend isn't, and sometimes, you know, that just happens. And you'll make new friends.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. Definitely. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend, well, I don't know if I call this person a friend or not, but on Facebook.
Oh, I think I know you.
He messaged me the other day and basically tried to get... he said, this is going on in my life, and I'm trying to get the law of attraction to work. And as a coach, it's difficult to separate friendship and, you know, like just natural, like being there for someone.
Did you not tell me about this?
I don't know. And giving advice and actually coaching someone. And, you know, this person messaged me, and he's done this in the past, you know, and he messaged me and basically asked this question. And I said, look, I'm sorry, I don't give coach, you know, free coaching over, you know, chat
Facebook
or messenger.
Yeah.
That's my boundary. I have very specific boundaries with my coaching. I will not give, you know, free advice over email. If you comment on my blog or post on the forum, it's public, so I will help you, you know, as long as I possibly can. If it's public, because it's going to help other people. If it's over email or over chat, or something like that, I'm not going to do it because it's not
just
benefiting
trying to take advantage of you.
Right. It's not benefiting anyone else ever, because no one's ever going to see that. So, you know, someone tried to go on my live chat the other day and ask me a question, and I'm like, look, I don't give free coaching. I do chat coaching, you know, it's like, I think, $20 for 15 minutes or something, and I will do that, but I will absolutely not do free coaching over chat or any way else. So... But with friends, you know, I had to kind of set boundaries a little bit and say to this person, no, I can't, I won't do it. You know,
what did they do?
He said, okay. So,
I didn't know that. You didn't tell me about this.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I don't know if you know who it was.
Yeah, I mean, with friends, you know, you have to watch friends. Because my thing is if that friend respects you, they'll do one of two things, especially with something like coaching. They'll either A, pay you, or B, they'll make some sort of an exchange.
Yes, exactly.
Or they've made an exchange, and so it's okay. 99% of the people, none of the three is true.
Right.
And your friends, so you just don't do it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you have to feel the energy out. And, you know, I have in the past accepted, you know, an arrangement for free coaching, but it was something I felt good about, or something I wanted to offer. And, you know, it was good. As soon as it ever would feel bad or not so good, I wouldn't do it anymore. You know what I mean?
And for me, like, there's one person that I give massages to for free. Yeah. And that's because she does a lot of other stuff for me. Like, and, you know, and that's the only reason. And plus, she's a good friend, so it's fine. And
yeah, it has been exchanged.
It is exchanged, though. No, and it's it's fine.
No, it has been exchanged. I'm just saying that in general.
Oh, yeah,
you, it's
yes,
exchange.
Exactly, and to me it is. So
I'm going to tell you something in a minute. It just happened to me. All right.
Go ahead, Christine.
No, go ahead, Christine.
Finish.
Oh, no, yeah, that's all.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's what I meant to say. But I was agreeing with you. Like, yes, it is an exchange.
Yeah.
And one time, I actually had to set a boundary because there was somebody that took advantage of me. And she tested. I knew her a little bit. It was a friend of mine's cousin.
Wait, but I want to say what happened. This girl would text Christine and say, here's how she would say it. I want to come over and visit. But I want to come over and visit became code for I want a free massage. So she'd walk in the door. She would walk in the door and, you know, can you give me a massage right away? Not even sit here for a few minutes and catch up. No. Right away, can you give me a free massage? Right afterwards, she would leave. That's not wanting to come and visit. That's wanting to come and get a massage.
No, that's not.
That's
so
mean.
That's wanting a massage.
Yeah.
That's so mean.
Yes, I know she had to get her kid, I realize, but still.
But every single time it had, like, you know, it's just, yeah. So.
Oh, why does the boundaries, I said, you know, you either have to pay me or do something for me in exchange.
Right, exactly. Because it's not, you have to.
Because I can't do that. It's a lot of work. She has arthritis. It's like, you know.
So, Justin, what happened to you?
Well, and this isn't, you know, there was a thing today, lasting, and I get this email. I get a text or a call, phone call. It says, are you busy tomorrow? No. Can you go to the transportation meeting tomorrow? It's a big hearing. Okay, sure. So, you know, I asked, and so that's not a part of my natural grant, you know, my natural job duties. But I don't know exactly how that counts. So what I asked over email my supervisor, okay, you know, I've been told that I need to go to this thing to help represent you guys. How do you want to do my hours?
Right.
And then, you know, because I don't mind helping out, but I also can't let you just decide you can tell me to go places for free. And so then he said today his text was, do you use transportation? And then later it was, and I didn't answer him. And I said later it was, how much or how many hours were you there? And then I said today on text, I apologize for not texting you because I was in the meeting when you called or when you texted. We were there for 3 hours. I also want to talk to you about next week because we're going to Fundable. How do those hours count? Because I want them to be aware that I'm aware of that. Now, if it just so happens that we end up today and it's I don't get paid for them, that's okay. But I do need to know that so I can adjust my hours this week if I do. But also, I need you to know that you aren't slick. And I don't think they were trying to be slick. I did not get that feeling, but we got to make sure it doesn't even go that direction.
Right. That reminds me, I have to tell you, this isn't really on top of it, it reminds me of this. We had someone stop by.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell the story?
Yeah, it's funny. All right. Go ahead.
We had someone stop by, the sales guy. When was it? Last week?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Thursday. Okay, so this guy stops by. And Christine answers the door, and he asks her, like, are you the head of the household and whatever? And
he's like, I want to speak to the head of the household. So I'm like, okay, because Brandon can hear him.
Right. So he's talking to her, and he's like, well, I represent – the gist of the matter was we have this – I don't know how it is in other states, but we have this thing called energy suppliers, okay, for your, like, gas and electricity.
Do
you know
what energy they do cold calling? Oh.
Yeah.
I saw
something
about
that's
this on your
good.
Post.
I know.
Yeah.
So these energy suppliers, basically, my understanding is there's a part of your utility bill that's just for the supply, like, just for that company delivering gas or electricity to you. And the rate of that can change over time. So, you know, it might change from, you know, one value to something else in a few years.
Yeah, per unit they charge,
Right, so these people come by and say, well, we can do a fixed rate for a three-year contract, and, you know, so it's supposed to be more stable. And they advertise it as, oh, you're going to save money. right? Okay, so the guy comes in, and Christine has no idea what he's talking about. So she says to come in, and I show him he wanted to see the bill, and so he could tell us basically what we were paying and what he was offering. So this one thing is like the supply we're paying right now is like four cents per kilowatt. I don't know what the measurement is.
Per
unit. So in total, it was like $18 or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So so he says, well, it's 4 cents right now, and like in 3 years, you know, it could very well be up to 13 cents or something. You know, I've seen the highest it's ever been is 13 cents that I've seen. You know, and he says, well, we'll give you, you know, for 3 years, a steady, you know, a fixed rate of 7 cents. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling me all this stuff and talking on and on and on. And so I ask him one question. I said, so that's going to be more expensive. But how much is the bill going to go up by? And he kind of takes a second. He did not expect that question, because I think most people are very, like, kind of confused at this point, and just, like, all these numbers going by. And, but I said, okay, well, it's, you know, you say mine is 4 cents right now, you're going to make it 7 cents. You're betting on the fact that, you know, it's going to go up a certain amount, or that's what you're telling me anyway, that what if it goes up? And, you know, but it's in the short term, and who knows for how long, it would be more expensive. So he was kind of, like, a little taken aback by that. But, you know, kind of like what you were saying, Justin, you got to listen to this stuff and tell people, you know, you may think that, you know, you have one over on me, but you don't. I know what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy, you know, I told
him. I lost the win in the sales there.
Yeah, he was like, So he left, you know, and I'm like, no. I told him, well, you know, cause he was trying to sell us right then and there. I'm like, well, we don't have to think about it, you know. He's like, well, I mean, maybe your brochure. And
I ripped it up and threw it away.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, you know what I mean? Like, that's, you got to know what you're dealing with. I know it was apropos of nothing, but it was, you still reminded me of that, Justin. You know? Cause there are people out there who actually will. And the sad thing is this guy was so very, very nice. He was extremely nice, you know, but.
He was, too.
It was.
Poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go as far as to say it was a scam, or some people say so, but it was definitely to the consumer's disadvantage, potentially. You know?
A lot of things aren't a scam. What they're trying to do is bet on certain conditions.
They're betting. It's a gamble. It's a gamble.
And they're right sometimes, and sometimes they're not. But you have to decide on whether it's right for you. So that's kind of
Most people think they're – here's where they get you. This is what puts the bad taste in my mouth the most. They're telling you you're going to save money, basically. And first of all, the bill's going to go up. When you realize the bill's going to go up, guess what? To cancel, there's a $75 like restocking fee. I don't know how Energy can have restocking, but there's you have to pay $75 to cancel. So they get you in by telling you basically you're going to save money, and then you realize your bill goes up, and then it's $75 if you want to cancel. So that's, I'm like, that's really tricky.
I mean, you know, it happens. I mean, because $7 is almost half of what you're paying. It's like almost doubling your bill right now. You know, I'd have told him when my bill goes up to $7 or 7 cents, a month, or when it goes above 7 cents a month. Give me your car and I will call you.
Yeah, and he said that, but then he's like, well, then what would our rate be? You know what I mean? Like, so then their rate's going to be higher because then they have to reassess the rate and what the risk is. So, you know, I was like,
And then it'll be the 13 cents that he was saying it was going to go up.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
So. So that's what I had to do that today, you know, not to be mean, you know, but I just had to, let me let you know, because there's a difference in going to a something like that for yourself or going for your job. Because if you're going for your job, it's a little extra, it's a little extra pressure, not much, but a little extra, it's just different.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, really, I have things to do today, so you blew my morning for 3 hours. Right. You do need to be aware that you did that. I know it was important, but I also have had, like, I was going to do chapter 3 in a novel today. I was going to do some other career stuff today. So actually, you need to know that you can't just do that for free.
Right.
You know, I don't mind helping you from time to time, maybe, but we have to understand that you can't just give me 20 hours a week and then get 8 or 9 more for free. That's not going to happen.
Right.
Sorry, guys. Okay. You need to know that. So that's what, and so I wanted him, to make sure that, no, you're not slick. And I don't think they're trying to be slick. That was but we don't even want it to go that way.
Right. Right, yeah, definitely. You got to keep up on this stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay. Any other questions before we end?
No.
This is a good discussion today. Enjoyed it, for
thank
sure.
You.
Thanks for everyone who asked questions.
Much.
Sure, I always enjoy these. So,
me too.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy them.
Yeah. So, then we will see you next week. I hope everyone has a great week.
You too, everybody.
You too.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye, everyone. Have a good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.